from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Beside a singing mountain stream where the willow grew. Where the silver leaf of maple sparkled in the morning dew.
Dan's and Grilly's on the phone, but it's time for his spot.
Hello.
Maybe the Pirates win today. Maybe the choir Jimmy got. Remember Jim Gott?
Sure do. Big.
Flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. I leaned against the bark of birch.
And the rejoins are getting bigger and better.
Yeah, they are.
And there's more.
Oh,
we keep
more
adding
stuff.
More.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to a call from Paul from Greensburg. Have you heard this yet today?
No, here, turn your mic off for a sec so I can hear.
I will, but I have to introduce it.
Okay.
No, wait, do you have a headphones?
I don't, no.
How can you come in without headphones? This is an outrage. He's going to put his headphones on. Dan has heard more pirate anger from fans than any person in town over the last decade, other than Bob Nutting. And he doesn't hear it directly. Dan gets it right in his ear. Are you ready now?
Nightly, yes.
This is Paul, still bitter from last night's ridiculous loss. Go ahead.
Tony, eat your heart out, because this is the best show, Sparkians Ice, by all. Nobody else even comes close. Let's get on with it, Joe.
Let's get on with it, yes.
Is the manager in this team. If Grandal holds on to that ball against the guy that doubled down the left field line, that's strike three, and we're not having this conversation. And who gives a rat's ass if Bart catches a night game into a day game? These guys are a bunch of candy-ass guys. They got to start playing. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares if they play back-to-back games? I want winners, not sinners. Have a good day to the number one show on the fan.
Bet you can't top that one, Dan.
How about the winner, Rowdy Tellez?
Yeah, Rowdy Tellez just knocked in a run. Here we go, Dan. Here we go.
Wait, but Joe, I thought he couldn't hit off of a lefty.
Right.
That's why he was pinch hit. Yeah,
great point, Dan. Counter that one. What are we doing here?
I mean, so the game, rightly or wrongly, is managed in very much a CYA mode. And number one, all lefties are not created equal. Key Brian Hayes, for as many misgivings as there are, is hitting .338 against lefties. So that's tough to not make that call in that particular situation. Why? Because maybe you have a hunch. Tellez doesn't hit lefties particularly well, this being the outlier, just 30 seconds ago.
Why start him against the lefty today?
Because I don't know if it was Palacios or Tellez with the Reynolds domino. Reynolds scratched because of a back spasm. So yeah. One of those dominoes was forced into the lineup as a result.
Well, thank God, because he just got a hit. What was your, did you have a problem with anything Shelton did? A lot of people last night talking about the ninth, where with a guy on second, you want to walk, who am I thinking
Burleson.
Of? Burleson.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah,
have Contreras come up. Did you have any problems with Shelton?
Yeah, that's the one that I think that you really could have, I think, given Skeens a better opportunity with a better matchup, because Burleson's been one of the hottest hitters in the league. In fact, 13 homers, 41 RBIs since June. July has been just as good, if not better. 6 home runs, 21 RBIs in this month. He's a top 10 average guy. He's a top 10 slug guy. 25 hits in July. So he's, in addition to just the lefty-righty double play scenario that you would present for your team and taking the right-handed batter on deck, you've got a really, really scorching hot hitter as well.
May I interrupt? Why is Michael A. Taylor squaring to bunt with one out and runners on first and third?
Squeeze. Interesting. Yeah, safety squeeze probably.
Okay, I'll do that. Anything to get a run in.
Yeah, rather than hit into a double play, right?
I guess that's the point.
Dan, I was going ballistic at
Michael,
the game
when
yesterday
you go up
when
next,
that happened.
When you go up next game, intentionally strike out so you don't hit into a double play. That's their new strategy.
We're getting to that point with Hayes, because what the night before, he sucked the air out of the balloon in addition to last night. So.
This stiff just walked him on 4 pitches. There's bases loaded for McCutchen. So.
Dan, I only heard part of the post game yesterday. What did you think of Yasmani Grandal not bunting in that situation?
Can we hear this?
First?
Can we hear this?
Yes,
limits?
We can go to
let's
it live.
Let's go to it right now. McCutchen live.
Let's do it.
Here's the pitch. Ball 3 for a strike. That was low and probably away too.
Gave him one there.
So it sounds like we're a little ahead in the McCutchen at bat. We're watching behind on TV.
2-1 instead is the count.
So it's 2-1 on McCutchen.
Okay, 2-1 on McCutchen, bases loaded.
And that one's not close. 3-1. Has not been able to throw a pitch in the strike zone since Tellez's hit.
Struggling guy out there with bases loaded, just one out. This is a great opportunity to
strike big.
Break the game open a little.
And a good cut on a fastball out over 3-2.
Take advantage of this.
Here we go, Joe.
High fastball,
this is it.
Middle.
Not Joe Block, Joe Starkey.
Base hit, ball 4.
Send it out of
I
here.
Can hear the calliopes from here to Sewickley.
I'm hoping now to be up, say, 3-0. Maybe 4-0 after this inning.
Yeah, the Pirates haven't scored more than 2 runs in a game since Saturday. Leading 1-0.
Oh, boy.
Swinging a fly ball foul, tailing down the right field line. Yeah, even a fly ball here hit deeply enough. It's a second run across. Now, McCutchen has not driven in a run other than on a home run since June 1st.
He's driven in himself half the time. He has 26 RBIs, 13 homers.
3-2, ball 4, and there it is.
Here we go.
A walk with the bases loaded.
I think it's worth it to keep listening, don't you guys? Dan, are you okay with that?
I'm just fine.
This is very exciting. There's still bases loaded.
Nicky Batt's coming up, I believe.
They're still loaded with one out.
Yeah,
Gonzalez
batting second.
All right, here we go.
Dan, it's already starting to creep into my head that if they get a good enough lead today, that yesterday could have been for the sweep.
He won't let it happen.
Well, of course.
Nick's going to be swinging the
already creep. Already creeping into my
ball
head.
One down low. That cutter missed.
Don't stretch
no
city limits. It's okay.
Bullpen. 2 in for the Pirates here in the second, leading 2-0. Bases loaded, one out. Gonzalez drove in the equalizer yesterday in the 8th inning. Here's a 1-0. Swinging a foul back. Got 92 over the outer edge. One ball and one strike. That's the first pitch that he's thrown in the strike zone that has been swung at. Other than, and I should say the McCutchen foul ball, excuse me, on that 3-1 fastball. So the second one since Tellez's hit. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Expanding the zone on a high fastball. 1-2 on Nick Gonzalez.
This is incredulent, Dan.
He's got a battle here. Battle at bat.
As you said, Bob,
I'm surprised he didn't jump the first pitch.
Drive in the runs.
He's obviously not around the strike zone, so prudent on the part
Here's
of Gonzalez.
Swing and a fly ball, medium, shallow center field.
Mm, that's
and
tough.
Carlson will come way in to make the catch, and Telez, who is at third, just has to drop the throw. He's not going to be able to score.
That ain't happening.
Ooh, got to deliver.
Flies out to center.
You need better than that.
Here comes Connor Joe.
Don't worry, Connor Joe's coming to the plate.
His first run since June 11th.
Did he just say trying to drive in his first run since June 11th?
I think that's what he said.
Was that just said?
He walked last inning.
Well, the last homer was June 7th.
Has walked three and hit a batter.
Holy bird follicles. What is happening
two
here?
Singles.
An easier three hitter.
Better against lefties. 274.
Yeah, he stinks against both.
I want to know everyone's individual numbers with runners in scoring position.
The lefty Cardinal to the right-handed batting Connor Joe. The pitch, swinging a foul tip, took a good rip. 92 fastball. Below and in the zone, strike one.
And by the way, Gonzalez chased a pitch down out of the zone, rather unhittable, undrivable.
Yeah.
It looked like if that was somebody fast, like Michael A. Taylor, maybe O'Neill Cruz, he'd potentially tag up on that. It was a decently.
The pitch outside for a strike.
Decently hit fly ball by Gonzalez. Obviously, Telez won't score, but
it's
maybe Cruz.
Took his glove.
It was a horrible at bat.
A few feet over home plate. Here's an 0-2 swing fly ball tailing away from the center fielder Carlson. He dives and it ticks off of his
There block. We go.
RBI.
There we go.
Telez is in. Taylor scores. McCutchen held at third. It's a two-run double for Connor Joe.
Connor
big, big
Joe.
Hit for the Bucks.
Connor Joe. Yep, Connor Joe. Connor Joe.
Come on, Dan.
Nah, right I'm going to stay objective.
Bust the game open.
I don't know about that.
You want to hear the Cruz at bat, and then we'll come back? How about that?
That's a good idea.
You got to hear the Cruz at bat, right?
Yeah, second and third, a chance to break it open.
29 and 30 for Connor Joe. A terrific effort by Carlson. Hit just too well. And Joe with a huge hit.
This is incorrigible, city limits,
like
huh?
It caught it for
runs,
a moment, but then
plural.
It rolled. I kind of want to hit the ground.
Liberating against Libertor.
Got out of his glove. He's rolling on the grass.
Cruz takes strike one.
Oh, my
Ooh,
God.
Bad
is that
angle.
Horrible?
Yeah,
bad.
He had a chance to
inning.
Catch that ball. I wonder if Michael A. Taylor catches that.
Libertor the starter until.
He does. He
I'd
doesn't
say probably.
He doesn't hit that, but he might catch it.
There's a strike, nothing and two
bad
on
Bad first
Cruz.
Step. Bad angle, bad close on it.
Batting with two in
Other than
position.
That, he played it perfectly.
Yeah.
Pirates with a four-run inning. They had scored three runs in their previous three games combined. And doing more than that here in this inning alone.
The Pirates are 41 and 11 when they score at least four runs, Joe. Not block.
Here's
starting.
An 0-2, oh. A check swing foul.
There's two Joes talking.
I know. What a horrible play by their center fielder. That Jim.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Edmonds, he ain't.
Willie McGee, we hardly knew ye.
Nothing and two on O'Neill. Cruz, the lefty, Liberatore ready. And his pitch, swinging a soft ground ball to second. Donovan has it cleanly and on to first.
Thank you, City Limits.
Well,
that was great. They got a four-run inning. So here we go. We're all wrong. They're actually a great offensive team that needs no additions at the deadline, right,
no,
Dan?
No, not at all.
I'm kidding, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you're being...
sarcastic.
Oh.
Yes. Do you think Brent Rook... Do you think Brent Rooker or the like is out there to be had? And do you think they'll get such a player?
Yeah, I mean, yes, and the general manager changed my tune and my thought as to maybe his level of aggressiveness on Sunday, acknowledging the math. I mean, this team's done something that I never thought that they'd be able to do in chunk off a number of wins here in July against some really good teams as well. Because we had an otherwise very large, relatively speaking, sample size of this team being able to string together wins, which they needed to do, and show that they could score runs, which they, despite all their shortcomings, have been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I'm more inclined to agree that, yeah, they'll be shooting their shot in some respects, and I think putting forth aggressive offers, nothing that's like, silly, stupid, maybe it's going to have a detriment to the long-term future, but it sounds like the prices are starting to come down. And I think Shelty mentioned to you the other day that it seems like everyone's in a holding pattern and a bit of a staring contest and some years, and this is going to be the case this year, where you have that avalanche of activity the last 24 to 48 hours. That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
If we're reading the tea leaves from what we're getting from not only the GM, but the manager.
Sure. Sometimes you can beat him to the punch like Jim Rutherford used to do, but yeah, sometimes it pays off to wait. Do we have the clip from yesterday to play for Limits? Not about Triolo. What was the other clip that we were playing?
About Sawinski and stuff and how much rope that you give guys? Because I thought that answer was very interesting from Derek Shelton.
We had the one on Joey Bart. We have Brian Hayes.
But that's the one. Let's play Bart in a minute, but tell me about the Sawinski answer. What grabbed you about that?
The fact that Derek Shelton basically, I think, let his guard down and maybe a slip of the tongue. It says basically, we'll see who we get in here.
Yeah.
And who we add.
Right.
As if that was assumptive that, A, we're going to do it, and to answer the question, will the Pirates try to do it? I think we have at least definitively answered number two. They're going to try like hell. And the fact that the manager, in that word, in that delivery and confidence, that to a question about, you know, how long are you going to give guys, Sawinski and others, basically he said, well, it depends on who we get in here.
Yeah.
Like that to me was a... intended or otherwise unintended, that was a tell.
Yeah. He basically said 10 days to turn it around or else. Dan Zangrilli brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG firm. LGKG, your home team. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Dan. I think one of the big stories this season has been Joey Bart. And I was very meticulous in the way that I phrased the question to Shelty yesterday. Here's the question and the answer. One thing is Joey Bart and how he has emerged here. I think Ben Cherington said the other day that he could be here for a long time. Is he making that case? Not only for that, I mean, is he making the case that he could be the guy here for a while.
I think he is making a case for that. And, you know, I think one of the things that we have to realize is, you know, Joey was a very highly touted prospect in San Francisco. And sometimes it takes time. We knew he had a really good spring. He's someone we watched through the spring. And then we knew the catching situation with the Giants was going to be they may have an odd man out. But it's one of those things where sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It just doesn't go on the timeline of everybody thinks because you're a prospect, you're going to do it. He's really done a nice job. Offensively, he's been solid. Defensively, he continues to work. I think as we saw the throw last night, he's thrown the ball really well. But to your point, he's making a case to be here.
Not just to be here. I asked to be the guy. Dan, when you look into your crystal ball, is Joey Bart going to be the catcher here moving forward, even when Henry Davis and Endy are ready to go, like at the beginning of next year?
I mean, what I heard Charrington say when they were asking about his control, that he was going to be arbitration eligible at the end of the year, and that Joey Bart ... should be a Pirate for a while. So they think highly of him. It was one of the more celebrated waiver claim pickups that I think you could get.
Are you buying that this guy's a good player?
He was the number two overall pick. So there is pedigree. Is he finally realizing it? And when you look at the circumstances of what happened to Joey Bart, and this is what I like about how, you know, the Pirates and other organizations sometimes, you know, you take flyers on guys, that he was forced into action in 2020 because Buster Posey opted out. He wasn't ready for the big leagues. So he was thrown into the deep end, obviously struggled in a pandemic year, and then had his own injuries exacerbating the rushed timeline.
Yeah.
And the Giants never really wanted to give up on him. It was just a roster logistics thing that they ran into. So from a acumen pedigree standpoint, it's really, really intriguing. And yeah, I think there's definite staying power. Absolutely, positively, yes. And whether or not, and I'm not sure that they're necessarily mutually exclusive, that Joey Bart means something for Henry Davis or Joey Bart means something for Endy Rodriguez, who, by the way, I mean, is Endy Rodriguez now freed up to wear first baseman's mitt moving forward? You're going to need, as Shelton also, I think, elaborated, you're one foul tip away. Like anything else, you need probably three catchers that are big league ready to survive a season. That's what I think we've learned the last few years. And if you have a rotation of Bart, Rodriguez, DeLay, or even if Davis is in the picture moving forward, I don't think that just because Joey Bart's here doesn't mean that means anything for the other two, though. I want to clarify that.
Pony had a couple of interesting tweets here. You know him, Andrew Filippone, familiar with his work?
I am.
If you could re-sign Rowdy Tellez to another one-year, $3.5 million deal tonight, would you do it?
Probably not.
I would. Limits, would you?
No, I would not. I'd rather play Endy or Henry Davis there.
Dan?
Yeah, I mean, I think he is what he is. He's a one-year rental. You move on from him. He's either going to help you win if you're winning, and then, you know, you move on, or you flip him at the deadline. So I don't think that there's many.
I like him. I think he's come along. I think he can hit 20 home runs for you, and I think he's a better fielder than people think.
I mean, is this just a six-week blip? Is it an eight-week blip? I think he
did his blipping earlier this season by being as bad as he was.
So is that going to occur next year?
Well, that's a good question.
Is somebody going to be 2 months on, 2 months off, and then somewhere in between the final 2 months?
I know.
I don't know.
Compared to some of the other guys around here, he looks like Mickey Mantle.
Right now.
Even when he was going bad, he looked better than some of the stuff they have.
He was the worst. He was by far and away the worst of the bunch the first 2 months of the season, I think. Oh, absolutely. That was the toughest.
I'll match you with a Jack Suwinski.
Rowdy Tellez, at least Suwinski was able to elevate a fly ball every once in a good while.
Yeah, he was horrible. You're right.
Or run into a ball every once in a good while. Rowdy Tellez couldn't even yank a ground ball to the right side of the infield to move a runner to second and third.
But now he's doing, for 2 months now, he's raking.
He's been very good.
Rumor, Filippone says, the Pirates recently turned down a trade that would have sent Bednar to Baltimore for top prospect Coby Mayo. 22 homers in the minors, plays first and third. Okay, it wasn't a report, it's a rumor, but the general idea of trading Bednar for offensive help, man, I'm all on board for that. You?
I'm on board for that, but not this particular deal.
Why?
I mean, because I'm not sure, A, how that guy would translate, and if that really helps your major league team in the here and the now, where Bednar could absolutely help your major league team in the here and the now. I don't think your major league team in the here or now gets better with that particular trade. But if there's one that involves Bednar that can help your team, sure. That's absolutely on the table for me. Or are you maybe, because Bednar's control, are you better off, you know, going back to what Andrew Destin said, what, maybe 2 months ago?
Destiny's Child?
Yes, yeah.
You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the date out there.
By the way, Derek Shelton does talk some serious trash off the record about his radio show here and its
does
involvement
he?
Of Destiny's Child, yes.
Really?
Oh, but he, I mean, as soon as he walked in the press conference room yesterday, he spent a good 90 seconds to 2 minutes of off the record just lamenting the fact that Andrew Destin has been weaved so prominently into the vernacular of the program.
Yeah, he's a star. He's a Listen, this Kobe Mayo is not, he's not a spring chicken anymore. He's 6'5", 230, and he has 19 homers at AAA this year. He's taken 270 at-bats, so I think you do throw him right in the lineup. I'm not sure you don't throw him at third base guy they got.
With all of the big question marks and mysteries that are surrounding, that are real, by the way, of numbers in AAA translating to the big leagues, what you've done is you have made your major league team, you've taken a fairly sure thing off your major league team, and you've replaced it with a question mark. Doesn't necessarily mean that it won't pan out.
He's only 22, actually. He is a spring chicken.
To me.
And he's their third best prospect for a reliever.
So I'm inclined to do that if the Pirates are in a different situation. If they're more in a seller mode, I'm absolutely considering something like that to take. But there's too much risk.
I just feel for somebody's, the Orioles have a good system for their number three prospect, a power hitter who's ready. And I feel like, and I love David Bednar, but I feel like you could move Chapman, Holderman, Majinski.
So are you buying or selling then? You're creating a question here as to whether you're buying or selling. I don't think that's a buy.
Oh, I do.
How?
You're buying offense.
You're buying the prospect, hope, and a flip of the coin that's going to immediately translate. Or are you making that deal, Joe, for 2025?
Maybe both. The hope for this year that he can't be worse.
That's high risk.
He can't be worse.
At first base? He plays first base.
I don't care where he plays.
And you're also 10 seconds ago telling me
he can leave his glove in the car. He can play DH.
So what are you doing? Are you re-signing Rowdy Tellez, or are you bringing in the coin flip guy?
Well, obviously, if I bring this guy in, the Tellez thing goes off the table. That's two different questions.
So, but tomorrow, let's say that you trade for this guy.
Yeah.
And you have two of these guys on your roster.
Meaning?
Tellez and
I play him
and
at third. He's a third baseman, too.
And can he play third? How much does he play third? I understand it's not a ton.
I'll play him at DH. I'll play him at third.
Okay,
I'll play him at
first.
Okay, so
there goes McCutchen.
Okay, he's a 220 leadoff hitter. I'll survive.
With a 750 OPS.
Oh, come on.
Who just jump-started the big inning with he of the many professional at-bat. To me, that is a deal that you make if you're 10 games under 500.
He has a 720 OPS, I might add. But go ahead.
So I think you take a sure thing from your – I'm not opposed to trading David Bednar in the –
But you want more of a sure thing.
I want more of a sure thing because, listen, how have you made for the here and now your team better? You've added
– But I thought your thing – you aren't interested in the here and now. You don't think this team is worth adding to. You want to add to them for the future, so this deal should be right up your alley.
Didn't I also say that a week and a half ago before they ripped off 9 of 11?
Did that change your mind?
A bit.
Okay.
And, you know, the rhetoric...
This is a very lively conversation, which is why I love Dan City Limits, don't you?
The rhetoric of the general manager also changing. You know, I'm able to be sold on that. Because you can read the tea leaves and you know when... And you can pick up what they're putting down of what they, I think, feel about their club. And I've, up until maybe a week to 10 days ago, have felt that they're...
93.7 FM.
You're on the air.
No, I just noticed that.
Calling in. Austin.
And the caller dropped.
Can you apologize profusely to Dan for interrupting his soliloquy?
I'm very sorry, Dan.
I've completely lost my train of thought, and the point that I was going to make is now pointless.
It's
all pointless.
I'm sorry. Dan.
I love you, Dan.
I love you.
This was great. It really was.
It always is, isn't it?
Yeah, even without...
he has him at the ready. That's good.
Even without Paul. Was the guy earlier named Paul? Do we have a couple choice Zeiss clips we can leave Dan with in case he misses Paul?
Thank you. That was...
God, I miss him. And we'll leave you... We'll leave you with Paul from Westmoreland County or wherever he was as we transition into Tex in the City. Pirates winning 4-0 right now. Dan, thank you very much. Enjoy Paul on the way out here.
Finally, here's Paul in Westmoreland.
What's up, Paul?
Well, I get to talk to the illustrious Mr. Starkey. Your better half is missing. The number one show on 93.7 The Fan. Tony, eat your heart out, because this is the best show, Starkey and Zeiss, by all. Nobody else even comes close. Let's get on with it, Joe.
Let's get on with it, yes.
Is the manager in this team. If Grandal holds on to that ball against the guy that doubled down the left field line, that's strike three, and we're not having this conversation. Grandal, and who gives a rat's ass if Bart catches a night game into a day game? These guys are a bunch of candy-ass guys. They got to start playing. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares if they play back-to-back games? I want winners, not sinners. Have a good day to the number one show on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.